Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I think mentally, I mean, there's no just kind of give me hole. There's no hole where you can just kind of get up there and just hit it and not really pay attention to what you're trying to do. I think it requires a lot of focus on every shot. And even when you're in the rough and you're trying to get it back in the fairway, and, you know, it's just every shot is difficult. So really you're very focused and putting a lot into every shot mentally. And I think over time, it's just pretty taxing.
Sam Burns. Is it Burns or bust for Brian? We'll talk to Brian Koziol in a minute about his picks in the U.S. Open. Before we do that, quickly, have you been out in the lobby in the last hour?
Yeah.
Okay, then you saw what's happening
out
there?
The orange cones blocking the stairwell.
I meant an hour ago to bring this up, and I forgot because I wasn't sure that you knew, but we're taking the elevator out of here tonight, and I've maybe been in that elevator twice in 20 years. My kids used to like to ride in the elevator, so when I'd have my son or daughter here when they were really little, they, you know, they like to push the buttons and, you know, the otherwise, I've never taken the elevator.
I have never set foot in that elevator one time.
You're about to.
Unless I'm forgetting a time where I helped promotions load stuff or something for something, but I don't think I've ever been in that elevator one time.
History will be made.
Yeah.
Soon enough. Brian Koziol with us, T to Green, tomorrow morning. Brian, have you been in the work elevator?
I don't know. I'm going to say no. I don't think so.
I mean, it's only one floor. I mean, I just don't. I mean, I understand floor. Some like, people it's, need it's, it, but yeah. I mean,
it's also a inviting set of stairs up to.
Oh,
the
so true.
Floor,
so right? True.
Like, it's not like you're going into this like closed, like you know, enclosed door or you know,
right.
Like,
I said stairwell. It's not really a stairwell. It's a stairway.
Not.
Yeah.
It's a circular staircase.
It's like you're coming down on the Titanic stairs. Really, there. It's you know.
Yes.
You've got the media there to greet you at the bottom. They're all there to take your picture. Like it's a grand staircase, I think, you know.
DiCaprio at the top of the steps holding up a glass of champagne.
To the captain's ball. Everyone's of course.
That's right.
You paint a heck of a picture here, Brian. Really.
Brian, you have trivia for us?
Well, I thought this might be the last day that we ever talk about Phil Mickelson at the US Open. So I thought I'm giving you a gettable U.S. Open Phil Mickelson trivia, if you want it, that I think you guys could probably get in about a minute.
Here. Okay. Sure.
All right, Zach, you got music for us here? Or no? I should have asked you ahead of time.
He'll pull something up.
All right, here we go. All right, so Mickelson's exemption, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, his exemption for playing the U.S. Opens runs out. He's had the record 6 runner-ups in U.S. Opens. That's the most ever without winning. I'm asking for the 6 players that beat him in those 6 U.S. Opens.
All right.
I have years if you feel like you need it, but I thought maybe you could do this without the years.
Well, can I just get in first? Because I feel like Mike is going to have a way better chance of getting the people other than Payne Stewart.
Okay. Payne Stewart, 1999 at Pinehurst, was the first of his 6 runner-ups.
We had Ogilvy come up. That's 06 at Winged Foot.
at Wingfoot. Very good. That was the fourth of his six. Yes, Ogilvy 06 at Wingfoot. Very good. Two
Tiger,
for two.
Tiger, Beth yep. Page, I don't know.
Correct. Beth Page, 2002. Excellent. Three for three.
Gooshen at Shinnecock?
Yep. We mentioned that yesterday with the with right. the crazy green. 2004 Shinnecock.
You were there?
Yes. Two left, and they're the most recent two.
Yeah, they have to be. Michael and Campbell.
No. Good guess. Campbell actually beat Woods in that one. Woods was second. I'll give you one clue. It's a repeat venue of one you've mentioned already, if that helps.
Cabrera?
Nope. Cabrera was Oakmont, 07. He beat Tiger. Tiger finished second there.
It's not a playoff, right? None of these are a playoff.
None of these are playoffs, no. I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
2009, and that's the repeat venue at Bethpage.
Ooh. I'm sorry, this has become very much a solo show for you here, because I just don't have these.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Lucas Glover.
Lucas Glover.
That was the tough one, I thought. And then 2013, the most recent one, that was at Marion.
John McEntee. I don't know. 2013, Bulldog. American or European? Or South
English.
African?
I'll give you English. That should give it away, maybe.
Rose.
Yeah.
Rose.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, good.
Pretty good. Five out of the six.
He's going to make the cut, I think, Mickelson.
Yeah.
Looks
he's,
like it.
He's doing okay at the moment.
You got a chance.
I mean, he was at, what, three?
Three
plus
over?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and the cut right now is he's clear of that by a couple of shots, so maybe even
it
three.
Is it still at five, the cut?
Let's see.
I haven't looked in a little while here.
I'm five just, makes it at
seven.
This moment, yes.
Right now, seven makes it.
Wow, okay.
Seven makes
I'm
it.
I'm watching
now.
DeChambeau
okay.
here.
Oh, yeah, projected cut seven. Top 70 in ties.
On the 14th hole, and he's at six over right now. So he's, be clear, although he's in a bunker behind the green, but nonetheless.
Brian, Sam Burns is on your team. That looks like a nice pick. Minus three, tied for the lead. Spawn just bogeyed with three holes left, also three under. It's not, how would you say it? How do you think about this? Is it Burns or bust? Henley is tied for 10th, five back. Scheffler is kind of bombed here this week, but he's probably still alive. How do you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, Burns right now, I mean, thank God I took him. I tried to pick three guys at least out of – have we had a winner in the double up category
Never.
Yet? I don't think we have.
Never, no.
So I was like determined. I'm like, I'm going to get somebody there. And you know, Burns just happened to be one of the three. I just picked him because he's number one in putting in like every category. So, and he putted amazing today.
You nailed that. Yeah, Brian, yeah. I didn't have the Peacock coverage. I was watching a USGA stream that just had a couple of groups that I was watching in and out. But when the coverage began on Channel 2 and I got to it, one of the first things I saw was him standing over his putt on the last. And as it's rolling toward the hole, the commentator said, like, he would gladly take a five here. Yeah, he's had such a good day and a bogey here. There's no shame in that. And it was like a 20-some footer and he drained it. Just a little bender. He's nails. Well, you nailed that, the putting.
Yeah, he's been great. In terms of my other guys, yeah, Henley's 11th. And Schauffele, God, he was at even at some point, I think today. Maybe plus one, I don't know. But he's 14th. And then Scheffler's 26th. And then I feel like I'm kind of done after that.
I mean, Scheffler, he might be worth 5 cents. I mean, it's seven off the lead. He shot 71 today. And I think it felt like it was terrible.
Right.
They on the radio broadcast, he was on the course and they went down to the course reporter. What do you think about how Scheffler's played? And the reporter was like, I think he's fine. It's just, you know, he wasn't making anything and he had three bogeys in a row, I think, at one point. But he shot 71. I mean, who wouldn't take that?
Right. I think one over. I think just watching him, there were a couple of times today that he looked so out of balance on his swing that it just because he's so normally perfectly fluent with even with his unorthodox feet that moves and all that sort of stuff, he's always in such control of his swing. That it was surprising. And he also plays that really patented just like little fade from left to right with his drive that always seems to find exactly where he's aiming. And it wasn't today. I saw afterwards, too, a video of him on the range kind of animated for him, for sure, with his coach. And I don't know if he was upset at his coach or if he was upset that something wasn't working, but for him to definitely not have anywhere near his best stuff today and still figure out a way to scrape to a 71, I guess I would say he's still maybe somebody that I would think about here. It's playing out kind of similarly to how we saw the PGA. We had kind of what we – I don't want to insult anybody here by saying lesser names, but we didn't have like top 10 players in the top 10 at the PGA. But then all of a sudden going into Sunday – we had Scheffler and Rahm and, you know, DeChambeau and all these guys that all of a sudden were in the mix to win. So I'm not saying that it can't flip and all of a sudden we'll see Schauffele and Scheffler all of a sudden and, you know, right there come Sunday anyway.
Scheffler had
a lot of golf left.
Sorry. Scheffler had another tournament. Maybe it was the Memorial. Did he win the Memorial?
This did.
A couple of weeks ago where he was just like it, like a horse race, you know, where the favorite in the horse race, the race is half over and he's just sort of in the pack and then he wins.
Right.
Like, I think maybe 67, he could shoot around like that tomorrow, like almost no problem. And if he does that and is one over, what's the lead? Unless your guy or someone else just goes really low that's ahead of him, he's probably within three shots of the lead if he does that.
Yeah, the only player that I feel like at the top here that maybe has like the pedigree that we felt like you'd maybe group in the top 10 players or so is Hovland, but he also has never won a major. He's won a FedEx Cup championship. I've been picking him for years to maybe this is the year he wins one. Talent-wise, he definitely, you know, I feel like is right there that he could win this. But Burns is putting, and even Spahn has been pretty good putting. I've been impressed with him over the course of these day and a half so far that he's been playing. But Kepka's lurking, kind of went back a little to, again, you know, Scheffler 71, Kepka 74, these feel like bad rounds when you're watching, but when you compare it to the 150 some players that are in the field, they're actually over, you know, they're right. Actually gaining ground.
They just showed the leaderboard as they went to commercial here as we're talking, Brian. I think there's five players under par right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, that's it. I mean, so it's funny, like this started, I think we touched on this yesterday. When I turned it on yesterday morning, you know, early, like 8 o'clock hour, and there's like guys under par, Rory's minus two, whatever. Like, well, this is the U.S. Open. What's happening here? And Spahn got off to a fast start with Rory yesterday and kind of, you know, he kept going and Rory faded. But it's sort of corrected itself. Do you know, I haven't really noticed here, there aren't any trees and I'm not watching flagsticks. Is it windier? Like, is that something that's affecting play today? Or is it just, you know, the course is really set up hard no matter what the wind is doing?
Yeah, I don't think the weather's that much of an issue. I know they thought thunderstorms are coming in, but I have not seen the flags like flapping around or them talking quite a bit about it. Or even a lot of times, as you're watching, you'll see the players, you know, they pick up a few pieces of grass and toss it up just to see what the wind's doing. Like, I haven't really seen a lot of that. So it must not be too big of a factor today.
Well, you mentioned Scheffler being kind of off his mark, you know, just out of balance. So many awkward stances. The rough is so hard. You got to swing so hard just to even get the ball out of there and advance it 60 yards back into the fairway. There was a shot earlier this afternoon while we were on the air here. DeChambeau in that sort of setting, like sort of the knee-high fescue type stuff. And he took a swing and his trail leg came out like it was, it was something you very rarely see a pro golfer lose their footing like that, but he was just so out of whack just trying to get, and he had a good shot out of that. I think up to the green, it might've rolled through, but it's just a really tough, there's just not a lot of even lies.
Yeah, I'm super impressed just with collectively all of these players that are able to know what exactly how the ball is going to come out of the rough. I mean, how can you really, really know like how much it's going to spin? Some of these are buried so much. As you said, also too, your stance is going to be altered in some capacity. I know that they practice these shots, but I mean, just to really, really know, okay, if I swing at this velocity, it's going to, you know, these guys are calculating everything. I need to carry this 70 yards so it hits in the front of the green, and I can't hit it 90 because it's going to, like, and the fact that they're swinging almost, sometimes it looks like full capacity, and the ball comes out and then does exactly that. You know, it'll go 55 yards and it rolls up. And it, I'm just super impressed with how they're able to recover from trouble when you see their shots errantly go into a spot and you're like, oh my God, like, how is he going to recover? And then somehow it's on the green and they've got back to being kind of in regulation where they need to be. It's really, really impressive what they're able to do to recover even when they do get themselves in trouble.
Pendleton Creek tomorrow morning?
Correct. 2 hours, 7 to 9.
190 off the tee over water on a par three. Have fun.
It is
right off the jump.
A challenging start, yes. If you are the trunk slammer golfer where you show up and just, all right, I'm walking to the first tee, it's maybe the most uncomfortable shot you could have to start. I'd rather have like a par four driver there, hitting like a 190 shot to start.
Over I'm with water. You, yeah. 190 shot for me would be like the three hybrid, and like, that's a club I need to get to the range and start working on, because when I reach into my bag to pull it out, I feel like, oh, I haven't swung this in 3 weeks. So that would be a really tough one for me to start with. I would need to warm up.
That was always a four iron, which is a shot I liked when I was playing. I was a member there, yep. But it wasn't always a comfortable first hole.
No, it's definitely not.
I heard some term about Oakmont. They were saying like the first hole handshakes or something like that. Like it's not a handshake. That wasn't it. Some sort of term for like an easy first hole. When I played at River Oaks, I think of River Oaks like that. Two is one of the best and toughest holes anywhere. One, just downhill, short, you know, like welcome to your golf day.
Right, get off to a good start.
Yeah, and
right.
Then you go to two and it's just sort of really narrow, but that's fine.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Brian, enjoy the weekend and the rest of the tournament.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day to you both.
No, and same to you, my dude. All right, thank you.
Ludvig Åberg, +8. With McIlroy still on the course, 7 is the cut, so they could still make it. When is A pronounced O? When is A pronounced O? When is A pronounced O when Ludvig says so? 8 over 3 holes to play for Åberg. A-B-E-R-G.
Was this some Fletch riffing? No, what was going on there? I don't know what the... Okay.
I forget the guy's name, but it's that video I made you watch.
Oh,
from the
okay.
Masters,
sure.
Yeah. I'll attribute it properly when we come back.
Yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.